be here.
Amen.
It's upon us again, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll forego all the funny stuff and get right to the Bible, amen.
Amen.
Take your book and go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Is this all mine? Ah, thank you. Philippians chapter 3, we'll start there in verse 7. And the Bible says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead." Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, God, for the privilege it is to be here again this year. And God, in this great place, Lord, the greatest thing about it is you're here and you've manifested yourself. Every year, Lord, would you do it again? Lord, we long to see you, Father, long to see your face. But till then, God, we just long for your power and long to see you move in our midst and have you work in hearts. And God, do that which only you can do. God, change some lives today. Change some lives this week. God, bring some folks to you this week. Lord, help folks that are burdened down with, God, whatever cares of this life might be there. And Lord, this week, would you bear burdens, lift burdens? God, would you just do a great and mighty work, because you're a great and mighty God. And we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Paul wrote this. It's written about 30 years after he got saved. If you go back and follow the chronology, you know, he got saved back there in Acts there. And follow it through to the date that they put on this book. It's about 30 years. Now you look at that thing and he says in the middle of it, he said, "that I may know him." Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Did Paul know him?
Yes, sir.
Sure he did. He's a Savior.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? It's like being married. You never really know it all until it's all over.
Yes.
It's like raising kids. You don't know it all until they're out of the house.
No.
You thought you knew it all when you started, but you found out about halfway through that, oh, my. You know, I don't know nothing.
That's right.
You know, when I was, you know, a young preacher, I had all the answers. Amen. Now I'm an old preacher and I don't even know what the questions are. Amen. But I know this. Amen. I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. And Paul's writing here and he said, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." I want to preach this morning a little bit on the power of God. That power of his resurrection. I want you to notice with me, first of all, there's some things that go along with it. In order to get it, like Paul here, he said this. He said, "those things that were gained to me, I counted loss." He said that he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was trained under Gamaliel. I mean, he had the finest of training. I mean, the pastor's already mentioned it in Sunday school, how that touching the law, you know, blameless. Amen. But above all that, he said, there's one thing greater than all of it, and that's his power. And beloved, if you and I are going to make it in this thing, in this life, we need his power. And I'll guarantee you this week, if you'll stick around, we're sure hoping his power will be manifested.
Yes,
as it has been in years gone by. As it has been in weeks gone by, even here at Black Creek Baptist Church. Amen. That we might see the power of God manifested. Now, how are we going to see that? Because folks' lives will be changed.
Yes, sir.
Folks' lives will be touched. Amen. And God will move. And that's what we desire more than anything. Amen. Listen, if all we have is come together and have church, listen, they're having church in the Catholic Church this morning. Amen. They're having church in the Methodist Church. They're having church in the Lutheran Church. Hey, they're having church in the JW Hall. But it ain't church. It ain't the real deal. It ain't the one where God shows up. Amen. It ain't the one where the power of God is manifested and God touches people's lives. Boy, can you remember when a time when he touched your life?
Yes, sir.
I remember when he touched mine.
Amen.
I haven't been the same since. Amen.
Yes,
some folks think I flipped, but I sure have enjoyed the trip. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when God, amen, came down to me, when he worked in my heart,
and brought me to repentance. Amen.
And brought me to where? Amen. I finally saw it. I saw myself before God guilty. I saw myself before God helpless. I saw myself before God. There was nothing to claim but Him. Amen. And man, I'm telling you, when He came in, things changed.
Yes.
Amen. But Paul said this. He counted them lost. Those things that were gained to me, I counted lost. What are you willing to count lost for the power of God this week? What are you willing to, I mean, in your daily life, what are you willing to count lost? Amen. Well, you know, I've got a degree. I've got three, so what? You know, I tell people I've got a PhD. I've got three of them in my shed over there. Amen. What are you willing to count lost? Are you willing to count your station in life? Are you willing to count your person? Are you willing to account some of the possessions you have, but lost for Christ? You know, folks draw a line. They like that. They draw a line in the sand and say, "Well, I'll go that far, Lord." You know. Well, how far are you willing to go to get the power of God in your life? If you're going to make this thing, it's going to be the power of God. It's not going to be you. Yeah. Now, you look at some of these older fellows, you look at the pastor, and you say, man, he's been at this thing a long time. Yeah, how did he get as far as he's gotten? He didn't get it on the power of John Ashton.
That's right.
And he's a very intelligent man. I mean, he's got a whole bunch of that Bible in his head, but he's got more of it in his heart, too. But how did it get there? It didn't get there by the power of John Asquith. It got there by the power of God. And man, I tell you, I use this place. Y'all don't know how much you reach out to other people. Just from those of us that pass through and see what God's doing here. You know, sometimes you can't see the forest for the tree. Right? This place gets talked about. What's going on here gets talked about all across the country. Why? Because here, there's a place where God's allowed to work.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. And man's hands are encouraging you to just stay away from it.
Yes, sir.
Leave it alone.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And let God work. You know, God's never failed. You know, the world, the Christian world says, oh, He never fails. Well, yeah, He never has.
Amen.
You know what? He doesn't need our help either.
Yep.
Now, He chooses to use us.
Yep.
I understand that. But boy, I tell you, when God does the work, it is forever. And amen, if man gets his hands in there, he can sure mess it up.
Amen.
I had some fellows along the way try to mess up what God was doing. Now in their mind, they thought they were helping God. You ever try to help God? did you do any good at it?
No.
He really doesn't need us.
Amen.
Man, if we'll just do what He said do, and follow Him, and let Him do the work through us, the Bible said, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. If we just let Him work, He'll do the job. And we get, amen, the pleasure of being there when God works. But Paul said he counted those things loss. Yea, doubtless, he said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. And then further on he said, and I do count them but dung,
that I may win Christ. You know what we're here for this week? We're here to win Christ.
Yes.
Oh, you know, yeah, somebody won me the Lord, or Christ won me. Yeah, but have you won Him? Have you won Him?
I mean, does He go with you everywhere you go? Well, yeah, sure, He's in me. You know. Yeah, but, you know, do you let Him, you know, kind of lead? Do you give Him the choice every day?
You know what the book says? If any man, Jesus said this, He said, if any man will follow me, come after what you say, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's where the rubber meets the road. Deny you.
Deny me. That's me denying me and you denying you. Deny himself.
Counting it but loss.
Why? That Christ may be exalted. That we may win Christ. That others can see Christ in us. By the way, He's not going to see you if you're not saved.
Well, there's a bunch of places this morning, man, where people will be encouraged. And oh, come down here right now and get saved.
Here's the altar. Come down here right now and get saved. I did that once. It didn't work.
What happened? God was still dealing with me. And God wasn't allowed by man at that point to deal with me any further. Why? Because they wanted to seal the deal. God's a whole lot better sealer. 8 years later, God finally sealed the deal. And he sealed it. It stuck.
Amen. That's right.
And it changed my life. Amen. And I could put down the bottle. I could put down the bag of dope. I could put down, amen, the liquor. I could put down the cigarette. I could put down the sin.
Yes, amen.
Why? I didn't have to do it anymore. Why? Because the power of his resurrection took hold on me. Take your Bible. Hold your finger there in Philippians. Run back to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Look at verse 1. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead unto sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? See, there's that thing about denying you. Goes right along with that. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Look at the next phrase. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. There's that power. When you have a head-on collision with God, amen, an encounter with God, where God finally, and you give over and let God do what he's been trying to do all along.
Yes, sir.
And you let him in. And you let him, amen, work in you that which is, amen, what? The work of righteousness, which is peace.
Amen.
Amen. And then assurance. Yes, there is a salvation that you can know.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That you can have assurance down in your soul. And I remember as a young Christian, I didn't learn this stuff from Baptist churches. I learned it from walking with God.
Amen.
And then I run into John Asquith, who's already learned the same way. I learned this, amen, sitting in Baptist churches where guys try to take it away from me. And I'm sitting there going, what? And I'm sitting there one time in North Carolina. I was in North Carolina, brother. And they're preaching in a great way. You know how some of them do. And man, I'm telling you, thank God you got the preaching you got.
Amen.
They're getting in a great way. And they're saying, bless God, if you didn't pray in Jesus' name, you ain't saved. I'm going, wait a minute. I didn't pray in Jesus' name. Brother Michael, I didn't know you were supposed to. Back then, I didn't know you were supposed to. I was lost when I got saved. Amen. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I didn't pray in Jesus' name. Oh, no. But thanks be to God, man. Romans 8:16 is in the book. I'm talking about the power of God working in your life.
Yes, sir.
And Romans 8:16 said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are, present tense, the children of God.
Yes, sir.
If you hide your Bible and don't read it for 100 years, come back. It's still going to say, present tense, we are the children of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, I'm sitting there, and that witness spoke up. That's what a witness does, you know.
Yeah.
That witness spoke up and said, don't listen to him. Oh, don't listen to the preacher. He was wrong. Why? Because there's a witness in there, amen, that gave me assurance. And I said, okay, well, what now? He said, I'll take care of this when we get home. Go ahead and listen to the rest of the message. I listened to it. Yeah, there's some good stuff in here. I threw out the bones. Amen. I went home. And I said, okay, Lord, what are we looking at? So open your Bible, the book of Acts. He said, oh, well, that happened. I'm telling the truth. I'm not just evangelistically speaking here. And the Lord spoke in my heart. He said, go to the book of Romans. And I went through there. Book of Acts. I'm sorry. I went to the book of Acts. And I read there where Paul got saved. You know, he didn't pray in Jesus' name either. The Lord said, you reckon it worked for him? He wrote 13 books of your New Testament. You reckon it worked for him? And I said, well, yeah, Lord, it had to. You wouldn't have put him in there if it wasn't.
He said, what I'm trying to tell you is, you're saved. He said, now go over to Acts chapter 20, verse 21. So I did, and Paul gave his testimony. He said, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you remember when that happened? I said, yes, sir. 249 Squire Avenue, Goldsboro, North Carolina, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, March 7th, 1981. That's amen. When I went down the center. Amen. That's when I went down a dope head. That's when I went down, amen, just vile and wicked, amen, and undone. And when I came up, something changed.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. And I crawled in my bed, amen, and Brother Samuel, for the first time in my life, peace flooded my soul.
Amen.
And everything I've been looking for, everything I've longed for, everything I've labored for, everything I tried to steal for, rob for, whatever else I could do for, everything I was trying to get, I found right there that night.
Amen. Thank you. Yes.
It was peace.
That's good.
And man, when that peace comes to you, you'll know it.
That's
there's such a difference in you. I mean, I laid in bed. I mean, listen, I don't know how you talk to God. I talk to God like I'm talking to you.
Yep.
And I'm laying there in bed, and man, that peace flooded my soul. I said, man, I don't know what happened, Lord, but something happened at the foot of my bed. And I don't know what all the terminology is. I don't know what you call it, but I know it's real.
Yes, sir.
Because I know there's peace where there was turmoil. I know there's peace where there was havoc. I know there's peace, amen, where there was all this stuff being ripped to shreds, amen. I know there was peace even though my wife had left me. My world was broken up. But man, I'm telling you, peace moved in. And that peace is still there today. Amen. Why? Because whatsoever God doeth, he doeth forever. Amen. And what's it say? Isaiah 32:17, the work of righteousness shall be peace. And assurance, amen. So what are you trying to say? I'm telling you, if that power gets a hold of you, it'll make a difference.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You'll know it's come around, amen. You'll know the Lord God has visited you, amen, and you've made things right with Him, and you've won Him. Listen, when you... I got all kinds of notes. Who are you on that? When... you young fellas, you know, when you go to court and you fellas in this court, you don't want to be courted, you want, what were you trying to do? You were trying to win her. Now, what did you do to try to win her? Huh? You found out what she liked.
Right.
Amen. You want to win Christ? Find out what he likes. You know, according to that context, he doesn't like the things you like.
That's right.
You know, he doesn't like some of that stuff that goes with the world. He doesn't like that stuff that goes with the flesh. Paul said he counted all but dung. Why? Because God didn't like it. Well, you don't hear that preached on much nowadays, do you? God doesn't like it. God don't care who you are. God don't care where you've been. God don't care, amen, how much you know, how bright you are, how much money you got. He don't care. What God cares about, God is holy, and he wants you to be. And he'll make you holy if you'll let him. But you got to let him in. You got to let him work. Praise God, which worketh in you. You've got to let him in. You've got to come to the point where you say, you know what, God, I was wrong. Amen. The stuff I like is no good. It's evil. It's wicked. It's ungodly. And Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. God, amen. And hey, however it is, however it works in your life, whatever it is that God's dealing with you about, you may have something in your life right now God's been dealing with you about. You got to get rid of that.
Yes, sir.
Best thing you can do, get rid of it. Sometimes it hurts, boy, I'm telling you. This flesh, I mean, it gets attached to stuff like you wouldn't believe, don't it? And I'm telling you what, when you get rid of it, that peace starts to reign in you. I remember when I got saved, I hadn't been saved very long. And God started dealing, well, in fact, Sunday night, man, I got saved on Saturday night. Sunday night after church, I went back in. Nobody told me I had to get rid of nothing. I didn't hear a message on, you know, get rid of all this.
But you've heard my story before. When I walked through the door, God said, okay, as soon as I put the key in the door and open the door, God said, that liquor's got to go. I went immediately, poured it down the drain, put it in the garbage bag. And I drove that garbage, I put that garbage bag inside of another garbage bag, and I drove it 2 miles to the flight line. Why? Because I didn't want to leave a garbage bag sitting in my front yard full of liquor bottles. I didn't want the neighbors to think Taylor had another party. I wanted to know the party's over. Amen. And then I got back from that, and the Lord said, okay. He said, now, them cigarettes got to go. That dope got to go. Hey, man, I didn't hear nobody preach and say, put it down. I understand some folks they fight with all that. I understand all that. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you'll just let God, he'll take it out.
Yes, sir.
He'll give you the power to overcome what you're battling with right now. But it's his power, not yours. And if you're going to get his power, you got to go his way, not yours. Amen. And the things he counts dumb, you count them dumb. The things he counts nothing, you count them nothing. Amen. And you put them down. And you don't go back to them. Why? Because if they took you down once, they'll take you down again. And the worst part of it is, for a Christian, they'll take you down harder the next time. You go back to them. Mm-hmm. And if they don't take you down, God will sure enough go. Yeah. Yeah. I've watched it happen many a time. Amen. The power of his resurrection. That power that changes lives. That power that gives overcoming, amen, ability to God's people. Whatever you're battling with, you can have victory. Romans chapter 7. The last two verses. Now this is Paul writing again, several years after he got saved. And what's he saying? Oh, wretched man that I am. Earlier on in the same chapter he said, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Where does that leave you and me?
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Look at verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, with the flesh the law of sin. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. You're not going to get the victory in your own power. You're not going to overcome that thing in your own power. You're not just going to,
mind over matter, you know. The matter is going to come back and mess with your mind if you don't get his power to get rid of it. Because it'll keep bugging you. Amen. Talking about the power of his resurrection. That power that'll change your life. I want to say this. First of all, that power is identifying.
That power identified him as God. Say, why is that? It's the power of his resurrection. Let me ask you a question. You know anybody else that resurrected on their own power? He's the only one. That proves he was God. Hey, listen, Buddha never did that. Confucius never did that. Mohammed never did that. They're all, amen, they're a bag of bones hiding in a grave somewhere. Amen, or dead in a grave, I should say. They ain't coming out, not on their own power. Now, they'll be resurrected to a resurrection, but they ain't going to be happy when they get there. Why? Because they can't come out in their own power. And they're sinners just like you and me. Amen. There's only one that came out on his own power. Jesus Christ. It identified who he was. Romans 1:4 said, and he was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. It identifies him. You know what that power does? It not only identifies him, it identifies a lot of God's people. You know what you know of some men? What you know of them is the power of God that works in them. What you really know of even your pastor, it's the power of God that works in him. What you know of me, it's the power of God, it's not me. The stuff you know of me, listen, if you really knew the cliff that I know, that he knows, it ain't the same. But you know what? Pastor mentioned Brother Cook. Led the singing up there at Lighthouse all those years, you know, and did a great job here this morning, amen. Why? What was that power of God? Working in it. You and I got nothing. Jesus said this, without me ye can do nothing. Amen. It identifies. And that's what I want to be identified with. I don't want folks to know, amen, me. I'd rather have them know my God. And any good that anybody knows of me is him. All the messes, I take full blame for. But that power identifies. That power is impeccable. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. Treasure. You're saved here this morning. There's a treasure in you that's greater than any treasure anybody's ever sought after. I mean, you took all these guys, man, take all these guys that are looking and they're going down in the sea and picking up all these old wrecks and they're looking at all these Spanish warships that went down so they can get all the gold doubloons. And listen, that doesn't hold a candle to the excellency of the power that's in a Christian. That power that's of God. That power that changed their life. That power that enables them, amen, to keep walking on for God, amen, in a wicked and a perverse world.
Yes.
Amen. It's impeccable. It's excellent. Elihu said it this way in Job 37:23. After two chapters, he's bragging on God to Job. He says, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. He's excellent in power. Excellent, man. That's that thing. You know, the world used to strive for excellence. Have you noticed that even they have kind of dropped their standards? There was a day when if it was stamped made in America, it meant something. And of course, now they make everything in China, and they don't care. And excellence is not their standard. Amen. But listen, amen, with God, everything, excellence is still the standard. And it will be excellent when he does it. Amen. It's not only excellent, but it's individual. Psalm 150 verse 2 said, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. It's his alone,
yes, sir.
Not anybody else's. Amen. It's not given, amen, to any other God. It's not given to any other, amen, religious figure. It's given to him. It's attributed to him. Individual, him alone. Who alone can save? Who alone can heal your heart's disease? Who alone, amen, can take your soul, amen, and wash away all the sin, all the filth, all the crud, amen, and make it white as snow? Amen. And then Paul puts it this way. He makes it intimate when he says this in Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Amen. His strength, his power. Amen. He wants you to have power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, he told those disciples. He wants you to have it. Why? Because that's how you're going to get through. That's how you're going to get the victory. That's how you're going to make it to the end, is that power. And then that power is infinite. In Matthew 28, Jesus is commissioning his disciples, and he said, he came unto them and he spake, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I'm with you always. Amen. Even on the end of the world, it's infinite. It reaches out to the ends of the earth. To every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, who just accepted his way. It reaches from all the earth to the lowest hell. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalm 86:13, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. It leaves an indelible change.
in a person's life when they get it. Indelible change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Man, when you get that power, it leaves an indelible change. Man, it changes your mind. Amen. And now when some of those thoughts come by, amen, and pop into your head, it's like, oh my God, help me, please. Forgive me. I don't want to think that way. Amen. And then, amen, it'll take somebody who used to hurt people. Amen. And turn them into somebody who loves people. I remember I've had a couple different fellas talk about what happened to me when the Lord saved me. My father-in-law was one. And he was asked by another family member about me getting religion. He said, well, I don't know if it's religion, but he said, I know this. One thing I know. Whereas he used to hurt people, now he helps people. Amen. The power of God leaves an indelible change. You know, there's some now for many years in the quote-unquote Christian realm. They want you to think that the power of God gives you some earth-shaking, experience, or some little fuzzy-wuzzy feeling, and makes you do something unnatural. You know, like all that crazy stuff. That's fooey. That's hooey. No, the power of God will change your life. And when the power of God acts in you, it will not make you do something stupid like that. Something crazy. What it will do is it will give you the ability to overcome what you're fighting. It'll give you the ability, amen, to fight on when it seems like there's nothing left. Revelation 12:11 said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let me ask you a question this morning. What have you overcome that speaks loudly enough to others that they would want to have what you have? See, the power of God will do that. My own father's testimony, when asked, my great uncle asked him, said, I heard Cliff got religion. He said, no. No, Cliff didn't get no religion. He said, why do you say that? He said, because religion don't do what he got. And I ain't sure what it is he got, but I aim to find out. And my father found out. And it's not me, beloved. I'm telling you, it was the power of God at work. Amen. What have you had? What have you had victory over? When my father saw that I could stare, right in the face of a bottle of beer and not drink it.
Amen.
Not even need it. He said, there's something happened there.
Yes, sir.
When some of my buddies saw that I could pass the dope, amen, and watch it go by and not even get close to it. And then rebuke them, amen, and turn them to the right direction to get trouble. Why? Because, amen, there was something at work in me that no longer allowed that stuff. That no longer wanted that stuff or needed that stuff. That power. Lastly, let me say this. It's available to whosoever will. If you want the power of God, listen, stick around this week. Somebody's going to have a message that'll get right in your kitchen.
Amen.
Somebody's going to have the words to say, amen, that'll hit right where you're living. And listen, they haven't been following you around, amen. They haven't hired the FBI to find out where you're at and what you're doing. Listen, God's got the best FBI there is right here.
Yes.
That book and the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, he knows exactly how to give a man, amen, the very words to say that'll hit you right where you live. Do you really want help this week? You can get it. Stick around. Amen. You just wait. He gets excited when you know somewhere out there God's got somebody that's got the message for you. It's got the answer for what you're dealing with. He'll have the right words to say, and God will use that thing to prick your heart. Would you mind God this week? Do you want the power of God? Boy, I do. I know I can't live without it, man. Without it, I'm just slop.
But with it, man, God does a whole lot of stuff. And I just get to watch.
Yes,
and go along for the ride. That I may know Him. What's your desire this week? That I may know Him. You want to know more about Him? You want to know Him closer? Then keep your ears open.
Yes.
Keep your heart open. I guarantee you somebody's going to mention it. Somebody will preach on it. Somebody will get somewhere, amen, that'll get a hold of your heart. And those things you've been struggling with, those things that have just plagued you, those things that have bothered you, amen, those things that you, amen, have lost even a battle or two against, those things, God, somebody will bring them up.
Amen.
And God will give you exactly what you need if you'll come looking for it this week. Father, best I know how I did what you told me to do. Lord, I just pray you take this message.